Ladies and gentlemen, if that wasn't enough for you, we've got another hour of dynamite material. Compliments and courtesy of the amazing Mitchell Henderson, one of the more astute geopolitical analysts on the planet. He's right up there at the top and always has a tremendous amount of insight and data to bring forward. Hello, Mitch. Welcome back.
Hello. Good evening, Jeff.
Is it? I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, well, it's good here, anyway.
Good.
I've noticed that the amount of information to get through is just becoming staggering. There's so much happening, and the information will increasingly get overwhelming as the time comes by. So let me get to it. Okay, so I want to talk first about understanding Africa during World War III. Like, what is Africa going to do? Why won't they ally themselves with us and against Russia? So, when the pervert clown Zelensky addressed the African Union earlier this year, the only African president to attend his Zoom meeting was African Union President Macky Sall, and that was because Sall is the Secretary General of the African Union, so he would have to be there. Out of 55 member nations, only four sent lower cabinet officials to listen to Zelensky, and that was just them being polite. It is telling that our State Department is clearly aware of this. I mean, I remember it, so why can't our government remember this incident? Just a couple months later, the pedophile Marxist dictator Biden stated that he appointed a black general to command the Africa Command, and that the U.S. would wean Africa away from China and Russia by investing in Africa. What an idiot. African leaders are not quite as stupid as the old pedophile Biden is. Why is American leadership so ignorant and tone deaf? Hell, anyone can outclass us. Who was first is now last. America has lost its empire, as America is about to fall apart. From 1945 to 1992, a period of 47 years, the United States stood firmly against black liberation movements in Africa. Because the United States was firmly allied with the European colonial powers, we did not support liberation movements in Africa. Who did? Russia and China did. In other words, Russia and China was traditionally on Africa's side while the United States worked to keep Africa under neocolonialism. Consider this also. In the 1970s, the United States could respect African culture in that they were designing a disease that specifically targeted black people. The disease was called AIDS. It took advantage of the fact that AIDS is best spread through anal sex, where the anal mucosa soaks up AIDS like a sponge. It also took into account that Africa is the poorest continent, meaning that even condoms are too expensive for widespread use. This results in the standard birth control practice in Africa of anal sex, since you can't get a woman pregnant that way. This made African culture the perfect place for this disease. However, that is where our government's respect for African culture ends. We have been sanctioning and condemning African nations because homosexuality is a crime in their countries. Well, homosexuality is contrary to traditional African culture. We cannot even respect that. Why would our government want to teach third graders the joys of anal sex? Now you have a motive. Our government means you harm. They want your kids dead. Africans are not as stupid as woke progressives think they are. They remember how we assassinated their leaders, overthrew their governments, and raped their economies for raw materials. They remember how we developed a disease to exterminate them. You can tell because only sub-Saharan Africa did not buy into the COVID scare precisely because we used vaccination campaigns in the late 70s to spread AIDS in Central Africa. Africa did not want to be fooled again. They were so against vaccinating their people for COVID that the West assassinated two African heads of state for being vocally against it. Ukraine, you see, me and you can understand why Africa will not support sanctions on Russia or help Ukraine against Russia. But Anthony Blinken at the State Department is entirely clueless. It is a shame that we are paying the salary of this ignorant woke hack.
I know you didn't, but you should call him not Blinken, but call him Blanken. He's a blank.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. So the question is, would the United States develop a biological agent that would target certain races or ethnic groups? Yes, they would. I was trained in the Army in chemical, biological, and radiological warfare at Fort McClellan, Alabama in 1972. I worked in it for 72 years old yet, but I worked in it for 28 years as the unit chemical, biological, and radiological non-commissioned officer, and later as the chemical, biological, radiological officer of the units that I were in. To be blunt, they told me that they did these things. I studied it, both offensive use and defense protocols. When I was most directly involved in the biological warfare in the early 70s, we were looking for a disease to make Asian people extinct. COVID, in fact, was our best shot at it because it dovetails with their culture. Okay, their day-to-day culture made it so that that would be a good choice of biological weapons. Okay, so what we did do, we never accomplished found the disease to kill all the Asians off, but we did weaponize rice blast disease and learn how to spread it so that rice crops in Asia would be destroyed, causing Asians to starve to death. These are the wonderful things that your government sits around thinking about. Okay, so, and it was my job to partake in that. So why did the United States create AIDS as a biological weapon? Because we spent a lot of money trying to make Latin America obedient to America, and we did not want to spend a lot of money in Africa to make them obedient. The Cold War could best be won in Africa by exterminating the black race. It was the cheapest option. Yet American black race mints wants black people to trust the government who actually hates them. They tell the people to go get shots, okay? Not all American blacks are as stupid as woke progressives are. More need to wake up. They need their own American homeland so they will be safe from the genocidal woke Marxist progressives who use them politically. And even if everything was equity, et cetera, and all peachy, they'll still use them. They'll still stir up racial hatred. They do that to win votes. Okay? Right. So, but the United States of America has a new mission, the extinction of the white race. So they set up biological warfare labs in Ukraine and Georgia to develop biological weapons that attacked only white people. The test subjects were Ukrainian and Georgian white people. You might say Russia saved our life and the lives of your loved ones from the evil biological warfare scientists of the U.S. Department of Defense. And just... Like Nixon in 1971 made this virtue signaling thing, saying, oh, we disavow biological weapons. But as recent as about 6 years ago, I talked to a doctor that worked for the U.S. Army biological warfare thing, and he said they're still doing the same thing they did back when I was there. Okay, so nothing has changed. If you dig deeper into source information, the World Economic Forum wants to cull the human herd. They have a good start. In the 20th century, governments murdered, this is by their own hand, not by starvation, not by disease, but directly killing. They murdered 262 million people directly. That was just practice for what you are about to see. Okay? So next I want to kind of go into a little bit understanding just how comprehensive brainwashing is, okay? When I took speech classes at the University of Memphis in the late 70s, they had said that the greatest two orators of the 20th century was Adolf Hitler and Martin Luther King Jr. They said at the time when TV was the greatest communication vehicle, which if you look at what Hitler did to mobilize his people just using the radio and print media, imagine what could be done with the television. Martin Luther King used TV to the great effect. He accomplished his goals. You should judge people by the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. This is such a quaint concept now in the age of identity politics that holds that only white people can possibly be racist. Just making the statement, there is only one race, the human race, is considered a racist statement. My son knew an Army sergeant that was dishonorably discharged for writing that statement in an email. This may ring true to those who don't have to live in the real world. Such statements as "only whites can be racist" and "white silence is violence" are illogical and false. Anybody with a brain and common sense knows that all races and ethnicities are capable of harboring racist sentiments against any other group, and silence is the opposite of violence. Why must it be mandatory for white people to have an opinion about race? Many just don't care. That is reality. But woke Marxists can sit in their ivory towers and create illogical and nonsensical slogans that are certainly not true. Now we live in a world that is permeated with cable TV, radio, print media, and the all-encompassing social media, which is actually like an interactive TV. In 1933 Germany, you could spend an hour on print media and maybe a couple hours a day listen to the radio. If the psychological warfare of the Third Reich was by any measure effective, then we have to understand that the current communications milieu, almost everything we accept as truth must be a lie. If the government or the running dogs in the mainstream media say it, it must be a lie. That is the safe default position for understanding just how many of our accepted narratives are lies. The first step to deprogram yourself from woke Marxist narratives is to admit that all of what you have learned from the government is false. Another example was last week when the Department of the Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall said, quote, "diversity is a combat multiplier." What is a combat multiplier? It's things like military intelligence that can find out the truth about enemy dispositions, but definitely gives the foot soldier a great advantage in combat. There is zero evidence that diversity is a combat multiplier. Let's look at the 1954 Battle of Dien Bien Phu in French Indochina, or Vietnam. The French had a diverse force consisting of Asian, Arab, blacks, and whites. Diversity was supposed to be their strength. The non-diverse Viet Minh, who were all Vietnamese, a third world army with a little technological advantage, defeated the French and their diverse army. The French soldiers complained that the Vietnamese and Arabs would not fight as hard as them. They deserted at the first opportunity. Where was the French esprit de corps? It was dissolved by diversity. Esprit de corps is a combat multiplier. Its opposite is not. To say diversity is a combat multiplier is an outright fabrication. Some woke idiot thought it up during a woke fantasy. It sounded good, supports the government position, so it must be so. I was a professional Army officer for 28 years. I am very well read on military strategy, operational art, and tactics. I will tell you that diversity is a problem for unit cohesion, not a force multiplier. It's something that must be overcome. It is a drag on military operations. When speaking on gun control, the demented old pedophile Biden stated that the Second Amendment was not about overthrowing the government, and that if the American people want to overthrow the government, they will need F-15s to do it with. Many critics immediately pointed out that his statement was obviously and patently untrue because the Taliban defeated the government of the United States without any F-15s. Saying that you need F-15s to overthrow the government might have been a good way to instill fear into the people of the United States on behalf of an undemocratic Marxist dictatorship, but it is truth that the combat multiplier and it's an obvious lie. The fact that most successful revolutions, insurgencies, even coup d'etats, did not require modern heavy weapons. Mm-hmm. They were not only popular revolutions, but they happened successfully in lands where guns are prohibited. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime is afraid of you, white America. You are the publicly named enemy of the state, and they are serious. If you are white, you have a target pegged on you. It is crystal clear that there is no equality before the law for white people. You are held to a different standard. So that's sort of the state of the nation where we're at, okay? And if you think, well, things aren't that bad, well, folks, things are terribly bad. Things are worse than you think they are. Okay, so let me delve into another lie, okay, the global warming lie. So I have a bachelor's degree magna cum laude and a master's degree in geography from the University of Memphis. I was very interested in climatology and meteorology. I taught physical geography class as a graduate assistant. I was also a research assistant. Climate change is real. Climate always changes, but the global warming narrative is a lie, not even a good lie. Let me make two appeals, first to secular people, then to religious people. A human being is natural. We need nature to live because we are part of nature. Let me ask you, how much of your body do you control second to second? Do you control your heartbeat and respirations? No, nature handles that for you, leaving you to take care of other issues within the human realm. We practically ignore what our body does minute to minute. Yet we don't usually face a catastrophe because we don't pay attention to these things. Yes, nature takes care of you. You are a natural phenomenon, and nature runs the show for you without your input. The planet Earth is the same way. It does not require humans to make it work. In fact, nature heals the damage that we do. It heals it very good. The fact is that burning petroleum has nothing to do with the climate. It is an insignificant factor in the climate. Okay? So, however, climate change is the justification for the murder of 7.5 billion people. Okay? They want you to believe that the religion of climate change, environmentalism, is...
Oh, okay, we lost him momentarily. We'll get him right back. Interesting new article by Michael Snyder. He's really a fine writer. I've always liked him. Title, America is being transformed into a really bad version of Grand Theft Auto. Oh, he's right. Have you noticed that more people than ever in our society seem to be going completely crazy? And when I say crazy, I don't mean in a fun, non-threatening way. All over the country, we are literally seeing people go psycho and commit some of the most heinous acts of violence imaginable. Now, let me go back to the injection, the bioweapon, and what we've been talking about, how people's personalities are being completely upended, twisted, corrupted. Oh, man, is it bad. So, I don't know. I think some of this is stemming from vax people. It's like vaccidents. They're causing vaxa crimes. It is almost as if, says Snyder, we have all been transported into a game of Grand Theft Auto, where people feel free to indulge their basest instincts. In recent months, I have repeatedly written about the fact that crime rates have been soaring. But it isn't just a number of crimes that's alarming. The number of crimes is not the issue. We are starting to see things happen in our streets that are so bizarre that it's difficult to believe they are actually real. In fact, many of them seem like they have been pulled right out of an extremely violent Hollywood movie. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I'm quoting from a Michael Snyder, brand new article. I'll put it up later on tonight. This weekend, a high-speed robbery in Manhattan made headlines all over the globe. And it says, frightening footage shows the moment brazen thieves rammed an SUV onto the sidewalk and stole $20,000 in cash from its driver at gunpoint in Manhattan's Upper East Side. The dramatic scene shocked bystanders on 2nd Avenue between 91 and 92nd Streets around 4:40 in the afternoon Saturday, when two cars came speeding down the wrong side of the road against traffic in an apparent high-speed chase. The video clip captured by a bystander shows the car being driven by the RAV4 zooming down the avenue at high speeds before it is overtaken by a black Mercedes-Benz being driven by the assailants, which slams the SUV. Interesting. Let me finish this up. Mitch, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay, let me finish this little bit here.
Okay.
Keep in mind that this didn't take place in a bad area of New York City. This was right in the middle of Manhattan. The thieves obviously must have known that there was a huge bag of cash in that car, because they were not going to give up until they got it. Watching that video definitely reminded me of a video game, and this next example did too. So he goes on with another one. So that'll be up later tonight. Michael Snyder, America is being transformed into a really bad version of Grand Theft Auto. Okay. All right, Mitch, go right ahead.
Okay, so I left off, I was talking about crops, I think. Crop failures are linked to global warming, but an increase in desert vegetation that is directly linked to more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is never mentioned because it is a positive aspect of carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is bad, just like white people are bad. Carbon dioxide, bad. Okay. Why do we think we have to control the planet when we can't even control our own bodies? Please call the so-called intelligentsia on their stupidity. Theirs is a fantasy world where values like killing your babies, turning your children into LGBT lifestyles, making your daughters hate men, and teaching white kids to hate themselves is of the utmost importance. These are not values, folks. It's decadence, pure and simple. It is, in effect, pure evil. Okay, so for the Christians in the audience, it is much the same. Years ago, I was working in a hospital in Florida. There was a pregnant black unit secretary with a group of Haitian girls was telling her that a giant rock was going to slam into the earth within a few months. I could tell that she was upset. She was bringing a child into the world, and she was being told that the world was about to be destroyed. I asked her if she was a Christian. She said yes. I told her that a rock will not slam into the earth unless God permits it. Things don't happen by chance. God is in control of everything in the universe. That baby is now 25 years old. Okay, so consider the original sin was hubris, man becoming God. They got kicked out of the Garden of Eden precisely because they thought they knew better than God. The same hubris exists today in the form of the absurd and even quixotic notion that man can control Earth's climate. It is the widespread belief in the false religion of climate change that causes you to pay more for cars and for gasoline, and in the long range, for everything that you need. That is why it is imperative for 7.5 billion people to be exterminated. Global warming is not an atheistic religion. Science is the god of this religion. It is, in fact, a satanic religion that requires human sacrifice, which is 7.5 billion human sacrifice. If you believe in global warming, you are a follower of Satan, not Christ. If your god is science, you are already in hell. You cannot believe in the gods of climate change or woke progressivism and believe in Christ also. You must pick. You cannot remain lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, and enter the kingdom of heaven. Is it because I say so? No, it's simple logic. You can only have one God, and he is not some disgusting, arrogant, and condescending human being. Okay? So, reason versus woke religion. So let's look at two problems of the woke progressive and the woke progressive answer to it. First, as I mentioned last time, the woke ideology of critical race theory posits that white people are incurably racist, that people of color will always be disadvantaged by white neocolonialism. For the woke, the only way to free people of color and women is to exterminate white people forever. The real answer is obvious. Separation. We need to divorce into racial and ethnic independent homelands. If you are a Christian, scripture says the same thing. God did not approve of the multi-ethnic Tower of Babel and destroyed it because of the evil that they could do. Our nation is the modern Tower of Babel. We have brought all the world's peoples here under the Hart-Sellers Act, and like Nimrod, we shoot our arrows into conquer the sky, in this case, way up to interstellar space with the Voyager satellites. What did God do to the Tower of Babel? He destroyed it. What's God's plan for America? He will be destroying it soon. Please keep in mind that the Bab-El is a Semitic word meaning gateway to God. This is important. The woke believe they are God. They have always used God to get power over people until they no longer need God and could just come out as gods unto themselves. They are false gods that will perish in the coming fire. Second, a smaller scale idiocy of the woke has destroyed our military and created an intractable problem. This past week, the government said that after millions of dollars, this is hundreds of millions of dollars, trying to make our young men and women suppress the raging hormones, but failing because sexual harassment is out of control. The first instinct is self-preservation, and the second is species preservation. Sex is nature. LGBT and feminism is not natural. When you put young men and women together, they will want sex. When you put gay and transsexual men together, they will want sex because it's reaffirming to them. The solution is obvious if your perspective is reason. Only one sex in the military and ban LGBT people from the service because the purpose of the military is not about reaffirming people's sexuality. It is about the national defense, period. It is not about anything else. Yet our woke military doubles down on woke engineering. They refuse to learn from their mistakes because the actual solution does not comport to their politically correct narratives. The fact that it is not up for consideration is a tell that the Department of Defense is social engineering laboratory and national defense is secondary. We will soon see how this works out for us. Okay?
Got it.
So, there's all these issues going on, and I think they're coming to a head. At any rate, let me go on with the woke in World War II. Woke thinking has also infected our foreign policy. Think about how our woke government treats us. They constantly give us obedience tests like social distancing, wearing masks, and direct orders from the president to get vaccinated. He has it all wrong. I am the president's boss. He is not my boss. The Constitution tells me so. But he certainly doesn't act like it. Okay? I do not exist to take orders from some old demented pedophile. That is absolute. America belongs to its people, not to the woke elites. Its people need to take it back. Okay? So I'm not inclined to obey any government orders. So the United States told Russia that they have to remove their troops from the area around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and declare it a demilitarized zone. Why? Because we say so. How delusional. When you capture an area during war, you would never leave that area unless it's good for your overall strategy. It's your call, not your opponent's call. Why do we feel that Russia should obey us? They did not elect us president of the world. It was Russia that wanted IAEA inspectors. The Ukrainians obstructed them at every opportunity.
Sure,
the day that the Ukrainians let the inspectors cross into the Russian zone, the Ukrainians tried to use the inspectors as a cover for them to launch a commando raid and try to take it back. They failed, as they fail at everything, because they do not have moral force. The G7 nations have come up with a plan to pay only half the price for Russian petroleum. If you go into a store and say you are only going to pay half price for something, we call that theft. It is a crime. These people are delusional. They're going to make Russia sell its oil for half the price? I don't think so. Russia says it will sell at market price, period. They are not about to give oil away to unfriendly nations. Russia is winning in the sanctions war. Why would they do something that is inimical to their strategy? Russia said that if you don't pay market price, they will not sell you any oil. This leads to other provocations. Zelensky says Ukraine has the right to siphon off gas from pipelines that deliver it to the other European nations. You know, the ones that have been supporting Ukraine any way that they can. It is theft from your friends.
Nice.
Meanwhile, France is facing recession and German savings have been wiped out. Europe, the USA, and Canada are feeling the effects of the sanctions regime. But Russia is not. They are doing fine. So let me go on to the war in Ukraine. Okay. Russia is doing two things right now, gearing up for further invasion of Ukraine and prolonging their war so that Western sanctions will destroy the West. They are bleeding the West dry by doing nothing. Not bad results from doing nothing. The West is its own enemy. The great Ukrainian counteroffensive turned out to be a nothing burger. It has failed. Why did it fail? They allowed the United States to plan the operation. Then, when is the last time that the United States mounted a successful counteroffensive? I think you have to go all the way back to, Korea,
yeah.
At least, 1953. So why does Russia stand by while the United States crosses every red line? They are letting us wear ourselves out and deplete our military equipment and supplies. they will end up declaring war on us, because daily we think of ways to cross the red lines and provoke them into war that we cannot win. I suspect that Russia will declare war on us when we are busy dealing with China. Russia can pick the time, because we have already crossed every red line. In the war with China, we have also crossed all of China's red lines. They know the longer they wait, the weaker we are. So China can also pick the time of war. They do not need a formal declaration of war, since the United Nations says Taiwan is their land. So Chairman Xi can focus on political timing. On October 16th is the election of the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party. Chairman Xi has to be concerned about the Bush issue, where he invaded Kuwait and was popular during the war but lost re-election 2 years later. Xi will want to invade to unite all factions under him, but not so soon that there was time for things to go wrong before Election Day. So is he going to cut it close, like 1 week before the election, 2 weeks or 3 weeks before the election? The more time he has in there, the more time there is for something to go wrong. He wants to already be elected by the time something goes wrong. Okay? So just an overview of World War III and where we stand. Okay, although Ukraine and Taiwan are the main theaters of the war, in Europe there will be war between allied Greece and Turkey. Turkey claims some Aegean islands, which it wants back. Serbian troops are doing maneuvers now on Kosovo's border. They will go when Russia and China goes. South of Russia, Israel will go to war with Iran. This war may suck many other Middle Eastern nations into the war. In the Asian theater, you will see North Korea attack South Korea. You will see stepped-up ethnic cleansing of Muslims from Burma, or Myanmar is what they call it now. My sources tell me that Japan does is up in the air. The gunman that shot ex-Prime Minister Abe, did it to keep Japan's military, to keep Japan from defending Taiwan. Right. That was his motive. Okay, there are strong indicators that when the war starts with China, Japan's military will conduct a coup d'état. America will have inflation, supply issues, and now that the old pedophile Biden has depleted our strategic oil reserves to buy the American people off with lower fuel prices, skyrocketing fuel prices will occur after the election. There won't be enough food. There won't be enough heat this winter. Crime will increase, and we will have banditry. Eventually, America will fall apart. Many hapless Americans believe that there is no possible way for the Democratic Party to win. While the Republican Party believes in free and fair elections, the mantra of the Democratic Party is, quote, by any means necessary. Everyone should go out in force and vote the Democrat Marxist out. The Democrats will win by a landslide. They will have majorities, if not supermajorities, in Congress. Yes, I'm saying now that the 2022 congressional races will be rigged and fraudulent. There is nothing you can do about it but vote. Your vote will not count, but at least you will know that you tried, and you'll know that others like you tried, and that it was a rigged election. A Marxist Democratic Party win means the end of all of your rights and the self-destruction of America. This election can drive the final nail in America's coffin. Mm-hmm. Okay, fear not. Fear not. We actually outnumber them and outgun them. Okay, so Americans, you should man up. Okay, the 2020 elections was a rigged election. Although it was so obvious to most of us, even Republican office holders went along with the myth that it was fair because America would fall apart if people thought it was no longer a democracy. Well, Americans, this is no longer a democracy. You're living in a communist totalitarian state right now. Okay, they all must keep up the illusion that their power is legitimate because we allegedly voted them into power. Nonsense. They are not representing the interests of the people nor the general welfare of the American people. It is now laid bare that all they want is for you to obey them, believe like they do, think like they do, and of course behave like they do. Okay, after I wrote this, I looked at your header there with Tucker Carlson and the thing about the Republicans losing the elections and stuff. It's just uncanny. It's like they're doing it, and the Republicans are helping them do it. Yes. you know, when my son saw the Tucker Carlson thing, he said, well, you were saying a long time ago when this war started that the Republicans needed to use that as a wedge issue to crush the Democrats because this war is not in America's interest in any way, shape, or form. Ukraine is not a vital interest to the United States at all in any way. Yet our Republican leaders did not attack Biden on this, and they could have sunk him. They could have made him look like dirt on this issue alone. But they did not do it. The Democrats will use any crisis to their advantage. The Republicans will never use a crisis to their advantage. Okay, so it's sort of like, how are they going to win if they don't try?
That's right. Right.
Wow. Plus, you had all those. You notice on that program that the people who said the truth got elected, but the people who were like, why would you in the political climate now? Why would you go out and say, base your campaign on support for Ukraine? Why would you do that? Who cares about it? People care about their kids in school. They care about how much money they're paying. They care about inflation. They care about all these things. There's so many things to attack the Democrats on. And the Republicans, I don't see any of them doing any of it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, they get a piece of they're like co-opted, like a minority party or something, sort of like the Bolsheviks and the Social Democrats. Well, Republicans, wake up. What happened to the Social Democrats? They were executed. They were purged. Okay, what do you think they're going to keep you in power once they've attained total power? No, they won't. They're going to take you out,
gone.
Too. Okay.
Gone. Right.
Yeah. I mean, everything I'm saying is just really common sense. It's not rocket science. It's easy. It's obvious. But yet, nobody seems to see it,
I boggles the mind. Common sense is gone. Linear thought, gone. The people, I don't know what it is. They just stare and react at random stimuli that come past their eyeballs. It's weird. And it's been done so thoroughly and so quickly. That's the shocker.
Well, it goes back to that brainwashing thing. People are more brainwashed than they think they are,
You bet.
As a matter of fact, most people do not think they are brainwashed. But let me tell you, as a person who went to psychological warfare training in the Army and stuff, that was back in the 80s. Just now, just in the past few years, have I woken up to how much I am brainwashed. I'm just now waking up to all of the lies that I believed in all of my life. They've been lying to us constantly. It just didn't start a few years ago. They started lying to us before you were born. They were lying to us,
True.
It's time for people to think for themselves, to look what's going on.
I wish it were that easy. I wish that people could just say, I'm going to think for myself and throw a switch. They have been dumbed down. They've been taken out of the game of intellectual acumen. They're not smart anymore. They're just not. Now, there are exceptions.
Well,
I'm not talking about
everybody.
There's
another thing that they've pressed for a long time. See, all people want to be good people, okay? So what they have managed to do, they have managed to take individualism, which is what this nation was founded for. This nation was founded to allow
individuals.
We always
were predicated on individualism, and it's the biggest lie. They've turned that all around and they've been throwing it in our face. It's a joke. No, there's more opportunity here. Look at the African Americans who got when they were released from bondage. Look at sports was their ticket. Mega millionaires, as many white women as they could ever want. And it's heaven for them. Come on, just be honest.
And who is it that's sitting in front of their TV with subscriptions to ESPN, watching these sports, buying sports regalia and stuff like that? White people, you are paying for your own destruction. That is what is going on. Every time you watch You watch sports. You could probably watch hockey and be safe. But if you're watching any of the other major league sports, it's probably you're supporting your own demise. I mean, you make these people filthy rich. They step out and they talk about trash on America, and they tell you what racists you are. Listen, they wouldn't have a dime if it wasn't for white people paying to see them in sports stadiums and supporting the teams and stuff. People stop doing it. That's the Roman circus, and you're falling for it.
Amen. Right on the money. Yeah, correct. And they don't see the part that bothers me is that a lot of the African American athletes they understand they're lucky, they understand that they've been given great opportunity, but many of the megastars they expect it. They don't understand how blessed they are to be in this country. We should go back to Ghana. Ghana invited all of them to come home. You don't like it in the U.S.? Come back to Africa. Start up. What are you going to do over there? You want to put the little round rubber ball through the little round rubber hoop or a little steel hoop? No, it's not going to work. So they're not going anywhere.
Oh, no, no. But, you know, at the same time, I grew up, I spent my life in a nation that made sure that women, gay people, and people of color got promoted before me. I could make 100 on the test. They could make 50 on the test. They'll still get promoted.
You betcha. Yeah.
So that was affirmative action. Well, we had affirmative action for 50-some years, and did it work? No, it didn't work at all. And it's not us that says that it doesn't work. They say that it did not work, okay? They said it did not. So now they need equity. So they can't achieve equity with us by hard work, so they want us to just grant it to them, okay, to rig the game so that they will have the slot, whether they're capable of handling that slot or not, okay? And I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that there's no black person that could be an infantryman or a mechanic or anything, an engineer or whatever. They can do everything, but that's not given to them. That's individuals who work their butt off to get there, okay? And, you know, it's like, it's just look back. Where does America come from? It comes from the old Protestant work ethic. Okay. Well, that ethic is not in people of color. Their culture doesn't have that work ethic in there. Okay. So, so people that do have a work ethic are supposed to stand back and make way for people who don't. And then we wonder why the service at the mechanic shop is so crappy. We wonder why we can't get anything fixed that'll stay fixed. We wonder why everything is just dysfunctional all the time, and it's getting worse by the day, you know? Well, we can't promote incompetence and expect competency. We can't do that.
The issue of perspective comes up, and Americans have lost almost all perspective. They don't know what's going on. They don't know where they are. They cannot see or will not see the big picture. They don't want to see it. Most of them. They just day to day.
A lot of them can't believe that it's happening to them. You know, Tutsi villagers in Rwanda in 1993 sat around thinking, oh, well, nobody's going to come and kill all of us. Well, they certainly did. This was a genocide of almost 1 million people that did not use any firearms. It was all done with machetes and knives and blunt instruments. Okay?
Sure.
So, yes, America, this can happen here. How many times, how often? It's almost like America is spoiled. It's like we were so protected for so long from so many bad things happening, and that was because we had confidence. Or as Jeff Foxworthy said, we are in a country that was created by geniuses but run by idiots. Okay, and I think that's a very good, obvious observation on his part. You know.
Yeah, I agree. Wow.
So
says it all.
Yeah. It's just, you know, there's things to on this climate change. When they make these climate change models, you have to remember that modern science, our current science, doesn't have laws. The top thing is a theory, and a theory is something that most available data, okay, supports it. Not all available data, just most available data, which means you can cherry pick your data. Okay.
Sure.
So as we look at all the things, it's just like there's so many variables into climate that, you know what, they're full of crap if they think that they can figure out climate and how to run it. Okay. Now, I'm not talking about weather, because weather is a few days out. They can do things to affect the weather, but they can't do a thing. Not one thing can they do to change the climate of the Earth. Not only that, but Lord forbid they change the climate of the Earth. I mean, nature runs the climate of the Earth, and nature knows what it's doing. Okay, human beings do not know what they're doing. We are not God. We cannot run the climate. We cannot run the planet, the planet's climate. It's impossible. We can't do that. You know, we might as well try to go ahead and control the universe. Good luck with that, you know, but that's not beyond their hubris to think such things. They actually are sitting down trying to think of a way to do it, you know?
True. Yeah. Okay, let me ask you to let's look ahead here at Ukraine right now. It's just the Russian meat grinder at work.
Yes.
Incrementally moving forward. Is that going to be enough for Russia? Ukrainians attacked the ZPPH or whatever it is, nuclear power plant, twice and got slaughtered. What was their game? What do they think they're going to do? Were they going to try and Fukushima the whole thing? I don't know.
I think so. I think the Ukrainian government would have no problem exterminating millions of people for their cause.
Even its own people.
If they send a dust cloud of radioactive stuff over their allies in Europe, Ukraine's okay with that. They're okay with anything. Okay.
It's true.
They're desperate.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
They'll do anything. They'll do any evil thing, you know. I mean, there's nothing. It's like the Amnesty International told them, just because you're in defense does not mean that you do not have to obey the laws of war. You do. Okay. But Ukraine does not. Well, we've been talking about that since the war started. Amnesty International, CBS came out and revealed the problems and stuff. They even had the French ex-president, Ségolène Royal, she even came out and said that Ukraine is a hopelessly corrupt and decadent government, okay, that is not going to succeed at anything. Okay, so, you know, she'll be on the next enemies list for Ukraine, you know. So.
No doubt.
Yeah. I wonder if me and you are there. I would wear it as a badge of honor, you know.
Well, it's a simple truth. It doesn't take a whole lot to figure it out. I mean, you figure there are 40 biosafety, 3 or 4 level labs there at work, at least, funded by the Bidens and the likes of the Bidens. Come on.
Yeah,
what are they making?
Their purpose is to kill us. That's why they're doing
right.
it. Taking our money to spend to figure out a way to exterminate us. And we let them. We let them. Okay? Americans, if you think that you are in control of your government, you are terribly mistaken. You are not in control of anything. You're not even in control of your own life at this point. You pay the prices they tell you to pay. You'll do what they tell you to do. Ultimately, you will. Until you decide that enough is enough. Until you're willing to say no. You know, learn like the rest of the world's learning. Say no to America. You know, they don't represent you. You know, you pay them, but they don't represent you.
We don't have a government. We don't have a representative government here. It's a Bolshevik, fascist, communist oligarchy. And the people in Congress are the most spineless scum I've ever seen. It gets worse and worse. We don't have a government. We've accepted. We've allowed the unelected, illegitimate, illegal, brain dead moron. I don't know how they keep him functional, but they do, at least some of the time.
Yeah.
And we've allowed him to actually act like he's a president. I don't get it. He's not. It's crazy.
I don't get it either. It's like, how can, you know, it's like, it almost, you know, I was always against parliamentary systems, but now I'm thinking maybe it wasn't a bad idea because we could just give him a vote of no confidence and send him out on his butt, you know. But the American people and the media will never admit that he's demented and he's not there mentally, even though you can just watch him on TV and see that he is not mentally with it. You know, he's shaking hands with people that aren't there. He's even talking to people who are not there, you know. When he's at a function and he's kind of lost, he goes to the cartoon character, the person dressed up as the cartoon character, to look for direction, you know.
I wonder what they're shooting him up with to get him to be able to read as well as he does, which isn't saying anything much. But he does read at some time. Or not. He does read occasionally, like he knows what he's doing. It's a mystery to me. They've got some magic something they're giving the guy, and I don't know what it is.
No,
I don't really care either. All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah,
okay.
Excellent. Really good. Take
okay,
care, Mitch.
You. Have a good week.
Talk soon. You too.
Okay,
Mitch Henderson, and you can hear all of Mitch's radio programs. Look on the left-hand side in his columnist section. They'll be right there. All right, that's it. Welcome back. Another week. We'll see what happens. Talk to you tomorrow night. Be well. Be safe.